No, no appellate for number six.
Yep, and but Meriden's number seven.
Meriden's number seven, and...
Attorney Sherman.
Will not...
Could they need time?
Oh, hold on, yep, hold on, shall we, hold on one second?
Wait a minute.
Could you take my number 12 instead, please? Is that possible? Because I have a witness who needs to get back to work.
Okay, so we'll jump up, okay.
Yep.
We'll bring that up.
Thank you, otherwise it might be the worst.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so, we're skipping around on the agenda, and we're taking another matter.
You have to wait for an hour anyway for your other one.
23666.
Yep.
Number 12.
Number 12, yep. Morning.
Good morning.
Would you identify yourselves for the record?
Ben Slater, Attorney Halloran Sage, representing the issuing party.
Norman Sine, Mayor of Putnam, Connecticut.
Would you spell your name, Mr. Mayor?
S-E-N-E-Y.
Thank you.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant. And, excuse me, I wanted to call everyone's attention. The appellant just told me that his hearing aids are not working this morning, so we all need to speak up a little bit, please, so we can hear what's going on.
Both ways, as you know.
That's true, that's always, that's always true, but we need to kick it up one more notch.
Understood. Your statement?
Very briefly, the Mayor Sine is, has long-term experience as a police officer, as well as Mayor Putnam, and has reviewed many of these applications and made a determination, as he will testify to, based on the record of the appellant, that is not, should not qualify for a permit.
Dr. Attorney?
I'll pass, thank you.
So, your case.
Could you please, again, you identified yourself, but what is your office with the Town of Putnam?
With the Town of Putnam, I'm the mayor, so we're responsible for issuing pistol permits within the town jurisdiction.
And you just, each question, I'll just ask you a couple of questions, and then you'll get to the penultimate one. Very, very briefly, did you have experience in law enforcement before you became mayor?
Yes.
And what experience was that?
I had 27 years with the State Police of Connecticut.
And how long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor 8 years.
Can you estimate how many permit applications for a pistol permit you have reviewed and acted on?
I would say at least 100 in my last 8 years.
And can you explain why in this instance you decided not to issue and approve the issuance of a permit?
I felt that I have, because of the person's record, and also my concern about the liability to the town initially to permit at this point.
Again, would you try and speak a little louder?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
So what was the reason why you denied?
I denied it, I feel the person is unfit at this point. And I looked at my concern about the liability to our town in issuing a permit to this individual.
And what was the, what did the record reflect that were concerned you?
The record reflected numerous violations, but a lot of them were dismissed. But over the course of years, it appeared that the applicant had issues. And over the last few years, he hasn't. But I felt that because this is prior record, I just felt that he was unfit at this point.
No further questions.
Attorney Sherman?
Well, I guess I have to ask, specifically, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the fact that 43 years ago, he had a conviction for a minor in possession of alcohol? Or what are you talking about specifically?
I'm talking about the overall, if you look at 1 to 14 pages, if something did happen, I did issue a permit, the papers wouldn't look at whether he was dismissed or not, they would look at the total record, and that's what concerns me at this point, the town's liability.
So it's no specific case on this record?
Not that I can hang my hat on, but I feel uncomfortable.
I have nothing further.
Questions from the board? Usually we ask for some specifics in terms of the conduct that you're feeling is inappropriate on the basis of a suitability denial.
I wish I knew this gentleman or had some background on him myself, okay? Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I knew this gentleman if he was a local boy, you know, a local individual. Maybe I would have a different view, but not having that view with Tay the way it is, I just felt that it was in the best interest of the town not to issue him a permit.
May I ask a follow-up
question? Yes, please.
Do your records reflect that you have a copy of the actual charges that had been levied that you looked at before you made your decision in your file?
Yeah, there's 14 pages of different records that the individual had. And the fact is that if something turned up, if I did issue him a permit, the way the media is today, they just look at 1 to 14 pages. They won't look at anything else. And then the liability for the town. I think that if the commission wants to overrule me, so be it. I don't have an issue with that. I just have an issue with the liability to the town. That's my concern in any of these permits. Personally, I don't like issuing them. I think they should be an issue of authority above me, even though I have prior law enforcement experience. I think that they're asking too much of a leader to make these decisions, and that's why I'm here today. This is one of the very few, this is the third one that I disapproved of it, over the hundreds that I've issued. So I've taken a lot into consideration, and I take the town responsibility for the town, the liability factor behind this that makes me feel uncomfortable issuing this permit.
But it is fair to say there's no particular one incident, crime, allegation?
No, there's no one individual allegation that would think. I wish I knew the individual. I wish he lived in town, and I'd have a better idea, and I could make a better determination.
Does he not live in town?
He lives in town, but he hasn't lived in town all his life.
Oh, okay.
And
But he presently lives in town.
Right, he lives in town, and he could be the nicest gentleman in the world. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that for the town's liability, I just feel uncomfortable. I wish I knew him. I wish I had a chance to talk to him publicly, but yes, sir.
To summarize very quickly, all these incidents happened between 1981 and 1991?
Yes.
And in Massachusetts, not in Connecticut?
Right.
And every one of them resulted either in a fine, suspended sentence, or probation?
Yes.
And none of them amounted to serious felony charges, obviously?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Is it your opinion that this appellant would never be suitable?
You know, the thing is, you know, I'm not saying that. I think that you look in his last 20 years, he's had a clean record.
Last 30
okay.
years.
And I
30
agree.
Years, right?
Yeah, and I agree with that. But I still, the liability for the towns, that the way they get caught up in different liability cases today, I felt that somebody like this commission could issue a permit. I don't have an issue with that at all.
Do you understand that we don't issue the permit, we order you to issue the permit?
Yes, but I don't feel comfortable. So I, you know, that's just my opinion.
So you would have no issue if the board found in favor of the appellant?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
So based on the mayor's last statement, I make a motion to fine for the appellant.
Seconded.
Any discussion on the motion?
I'm in favor of it.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.